Since mid-March, Unalaskans have been hunkering down and socially isolating due to the COVID-19 pandemic. During that time, and even now as the state of Alaska reopens, many people have been avoiding crowds and public spaces, such as bars, restaurants, and supermarkets, and spending more time in their own kitchens. Over the past couple months, I sat down with a few locals to hear about what kind of experiments, recipes, and memories they've been cooking up during the COVID-19 pandemic. Here's my conversation with local Sharon Savarni Livingston.
I suppose if I had to choose a meal, it would have to just be fish. But I would have to be able to
go out and get halibut and cod and salmon, you know, rockfish and
a lot of fish.
Fish. Like that fish pie.
Have the fish
and the seafood, the beach food. I mean, who has access to this?
Sharon Savarni Livingston is an Unalaska local and longtime resident. She's lived, fished, eaten, and grown up on this island. When the COVID-19 pandemic arrived in Alaska and many people became concerned about food shortages, Savarni Livingston kept her cool.
I mean, if push comes to shove and this goes on for a long time and, you know, our airline situation doesn't get straightened out and people are getting sick and the shipping isn't coming in here, hey, we don't even have to worry about it because, you know, we can eat from the ocean.
Savarni Livingston grew up learning to appreciate and preserve food here, to look to the island to deliver nourishment. And regardless of the panic occurring in the outside world, she remains confident that the seas and tundra she calls home will still be here to provide. For many people across the nation, mandated quarantining and social distancing due to the pandemic has meant a change in eating and cooking habits. It has meant learning to cook with fewer or limited ingredients, and to perhaps look closer to home to find locally grown or harvested goods. But for Savarni Livingston, the lack of access to fresh foods and fewer trips to the supermarket was nothing new.
Things were kind of slowed down then. And I remember it always being that my grandmother and my mother were cooking all the time. And, you know, they cooked from scratch because they didn't have, you know, the stores that we have nowadays. They cooked a lot of fish and they cooked a lot of sea lion. You know, we ate off the beach clams and sea eggs and baidarkas.
While she wasn't born on the island, Unalaska is Savarni Livingston's mother's hometown. And Savarni Livingston has spent most of her life here. She came back to the island when she was just 10 months old and stayed here until her family moved when she was 11. During her early childhood years in Unalaska, Savarni Livingston lived off of a lot of canned and preserved food. She says that when she was a child living on the island, they would get fresh fruit, nuts, and candy as a special treat, often in their Christmas stockings.
My biggest dream when I was a kid growing up here was to have like a house full of bananas, apples, and oranges because those were really, really treats. We would get them once or twice a year when the boat came up.
Pilot bread, a cracker that, according to Savarni Livingston, never goes bad, was a staple in her home in Unalaska. What it lacks in flavor, she says, it makes up for in stamina and its ability to take on the flavor of whatever you add to it, whether that be peanut butter and jelly, sardines, or potted meat. It wasn't until she left the island as an 11-year-old that Savarni Livingston began eating fresh foods regularly.
Good God, we were introduced to fresh foods. I mean, fresh vegetables, which made me gag for like 3 years before I could stand them. Fresh milk, you know, fresh eggs. It totally just was a whole new world.
Despite some of the temptations and conveniences of fast food and processed food that Savarni Livingston and her family then had access to off-island, she says she still had ample opportunity to cook from scratch with her mother and three sisters. Together, they made things like fish pie, fry bread, and Easter bread, a sweet bread made to celebrate the Easter holiday in the Orthodox Church.
Stuff we always had was like alotix or fried bread. And we did it the easy way when we were learning. We got frozen bread dough to make that instead of making it ourselves. And now, you know, you make alotix and it takes you like, you know, 10 minutes to mix it up and, you know, a half hour to rise it. But we used to get the frozen bread dough out the night before and let it thaw and rise. And it was a whole production.
She says she has her mother's and grandmother's recipe for Easter bread, but according to Savarni Livingston, she's unsure if she still has the right recipe, as her mother has changed it so many times, making it better, she says. Savarni Livingston sounded gleeful as she reminisced on these memories and delighted in her mother's adaptation of the Easter bread recipe. She seemed to enjoy watching those family recipes adapt to the kitchens and hands they encountered. Now, Savarni Livingston shares recipes for harvesting local foods, Unangak values, and subsistence living on her blog, Unalaska, From My Point of View. She documents ways of harvesting foods such as kelp, salmon berries, and octopus, as well as methods of preserving Unangak ways of being. This is part one of a four-part series. Tune in next Thursday to find out whose quarantine kitchen I will be diving into next. If you're interested in reading about some of Savarni Livingston's recipes or visiting her blog, you can visit our website at kucb.org.